There's nothing you can say except the fabulous lady. Let's welcome Joan Baez.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for hanging around. We thought maybe we'd have a sunrise concert, but maybe we won't quite make it to that. I'd like to sing you a song that is one of my husband David's favorite songs. And let me just tell you that he's fine. And we're fine too. And David was just shipped from the county jail, which is very much of a drag, to a federal prison, which is kind of like a big summer camp after you've been in county jail long enough. And they shackled his feet, and they shackled his hands, and they shaved his head and all that jazz, and he's perfectly good-natured about the whole thing. The last time I saw David, he was smiling as usual, and we had waited a long time for the federal marshals to come to the house and pick him up, and as it turned out, they could have picked him up anywhere after the 10th of July, and they waited till the 16th, so probably any noise about David would have been buried in the moonshot. So anyhow, I was in touch with the federal marshal, and I said, you know, just let us know when you're coming and stuff, and I'll give you directions, because we really live way up in the hills. And they were too proud to take the directions, so they were 2.5 hours late, and they pulled into the yard, and we had a big party going, and people with beads and hair, and really looking happy and having a good time. A lot of cameras, a lot of action. And these poor federal marshals didn't look very happy at all. And they said, as a matter of fact, they had gotten a little lost. And I thought to myself, I wonder if you know how lost you really are. But anyway. They were just doing their job. So I saw them driving off down the wrong side of the road, and one of the girls who works with Resistance had put a big old Glow Wiki Resist the Draft sticker on their bumper, and that's the last I saw. Anyway, this is an organizing song, and I was happy to find out that after David had been in jail for 2.5 weeks, he already had a very, very good hunger strike going with 42 federal prisoners, none of whom were draft people, so.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he. Copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you find Joe Hill. It's there you find Joe Hill. as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died.